Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Diane DiResta. She's the CEO of DiResta Communications. She's the author of Knockout Presentations, and she's helping us get our message across, whether you're networking, whether you're giving a speech in front of a civic organization, whether you're writing something, whether you're delivering a proposal to a customer. Diane DiResta, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great support over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. What are some other things that we need to know about putting our best foot forward with folks?
Well, you also want to have compelling language when you want your message to be memorable. And I was just thinking, I know you have a new book that's going to be coming out pretty soon. What was the name of it?
Age of the Customer.
Age of the Customer. And I can't wait to read it, but it's the title. And so some of the best titles, two of the best titles I've heard so far, one is a book on finance, and it's called Does This Make My Assets Look Fat? And it was written for women on financial planning. It's fabulous.
That's a great title.
The author is Susan Hirschman. And the other one that I think is a fabulous title is by Sam Horn, and it's Tongue Foo. It's about communication and using your mouth correctly, tongue foo. So it's play on words. Mm-hmm. When you create new words, like the doctor who created the word diabesity, you then own that word and that you become known for it, but people don't forget it. They're not going to forget tongue foo, for instance. So that's another thing that you can do in your messaging and your speeches. Come up with words that are compelling and memorable. Or think of alliteration. You know, three C's, things that people can remember, things that are rhythmic. But people need something to help them remember the message.
You can have fun with that, too. One of the things I do, if I'm giving a speech and there's something I'm coming to a point where I think is the most important, I'll say something like, folks, this may be the most important thing I tell you all day. Write this down. It's going to be on the test.
Absolutely.
And they all get a chuckle out of it, and they, guess what? They write it down.
Right. And something that Mark Victor Hansen does, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, he'll say something like, now turn to your partner and say, that's interesting. So it's the same concept. But see, that's engagement. And so what you're doing there is you're anchoring. You're not just being a talking head. So anchoring your message, either the way you do it with write it down, or even listen to this. This is really important. And you signal to people, don't forget this.
Well, and here's what you're doing. You're not speaking when you do that, folks. You're adding humanity to your presentation. You're not just saying, okay, I'm glad you came here to listen to me talk. You're saying this is a conversation that the two of us are having. You're bringing them into it. You're asking them to plug into what you're doing in an active way, and it means something to people.
Absolutely. And another thing that you can do is to use metaphors, because that will help the brain wrap around the message. And a metaphor I used recently with a sales group is when you're using open and closed probing, a funnel. Because you see that picture of the funnel, you start open and broad, and then you narrow as you get toward the end of the sales call. So anything that you can do that creates a visual picture or a metaphor is going to help people remember the message. It's how to make it sticky.
Well, and see, I actually think those are little bitty stories. I have a friend who says that they're not. He says a story has to have a beginning and an end and an overarching theme, blah, blah, blah. But I believe that you can use little metaphorical stories to introduce an idea, to introduce something. What do you think about that, Diane?
I agree. I mean, anything can be a story. The feel, felt, found, I call that a story, even though it's not typical storytelling. It's a little acronym to help people remember. Anytime you give people a sequence or three tips, they're going to remember them more easily. But here's another way to make the message land. If you have, let's say, three tips and you can create an acronym out of them, like ACE, A-C-E, or Oak,
right.
O-A-K.
Right.
It's so much easier. I do a lot of executive coaching, and I was working with this one executive director of a nonprofit, and he had trouble in his presentations, and we created an acronym for him so that he would remember when he was working with his board members what to do, and the acronym was APE, A-P-E.
Mm-hmm.
So acknowledge people, be professional, and engage them.
And you just made an excellent point, Diane, because not only does the acronym help your audience get their head around what you're talking about, it helps you to not have to have a bunch of notes. And if you know what you're talking about, if you've got a little bit of a track run on it, heck, even if you write it in pen on the palm of your hand, you know, you got your outline there to work off of.
Absolutely. It just makes it so much easier. And I have people who will do webcasts and they don't have a teleprompter, they have to remember everything, and that's the secret. What comedians will tell you is the way they do their material is they create these little stories with acronyms,
mm-hmm.
and then all they need to say is, okay, the first one is the ACE story, the next one's the OAK story,
right.
and you don't have to think about it.
But it's also, when you're gifted the way those guys are, though, every show's a little different, and they're able to get into what they do. And once you become better at speaking and talking to people, you'll do the same thing.
Yes, and you don't want to sound scripted. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
You want to give people an experience, and you want to follow up.
That's absolutely. Well said. Give us the website again, Diane.
Diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A.
Hey, Diane, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back real soon.
All right, and good luck with your book.
Thanks, Diane. Diane Diresta, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.